Folks, could all of you, if you turn to Jeremiah 6 for a moment, Jeremiah 6, verse 16. Well, it's a period of the history of the people of Judah when they're turning away from the word of God. There's an element of religiosity, but they think everything is well, but everything is not well. You see in verse 14, they're saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. And it says in verse 16, thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. And it goes on to talk about the watchman and not sounding the trumpet, not listening to the trumpet. But the Lord of the Rings star, if you've seen the film, John Rhys Davies is Gimli. He's the little dwarf. He's a self-described rationalist and skeptic. But he says that the world owes Christianity, quote, the greatest debt of thanks for making the world a better place. You see, young people, Christianity, the Christ behind Christianity, makes the world a better place. Now, John Rhys Davies made that declaration on the red carpet at the 28th Annual Movie Guide Awards held at the end of last month at the historic Avalon Theatre in Hollywood. That award show celebrates faith and family content in movies and television. And John Rhys Davies' voice was featured as evangelist in the animated film Pilgrim's Progress that was doing the rounds last year. So that film Pilgrim's Progress was being honoured at the gala. And obviously he was there and he was interviewed. He said, I count myself a rationalist and a skeptic, and I find myself constantly defending Christians and Christianity because we seem to forget that Christian civilization has made the world a better place than it ever was. And he certainly needs to understand, it would help his skepticism somewhat if he realized that behind the Christianity is Christ. And that's what makes, you know, the world and individuals a better place. And just tying in with that, you may have got this through in the Christian Institute website in their weekly news. Donnie Kruger, one of the new MPs from Wiltshire, just elected in December, used his maiden speech in the House of Commons to defend Christianity and to argue that it can help to shape Britain for the better. He lamented in that speech that Britain had moved away from its shared Christian heritage and said many of today's problems could be solved by restoring Christianity to the public square. He concluded his speech in the House of Commons by saying, as we advance at speed into a bewildering world, where we are forced to ask the most profound questions about the limits of autonomy and what it means to be human, we may have reasons to look about for the old ways and seek wisdom in the old ideas, which are, in my view, entirely timeless. And you see, he's reflecting there what we read in Jeremiah 6, verse 16. God says, stand in the way and see. Ask for the old path, where the good way is. This is what made Britain great in the past and will make Britain great today. If we return to the Word of God, if we go back to the old paths, go back to the Bible, go back to the teachings of the Bible and the Lord Jesus Christ, and we walk in it, and what will be the result of that for ourselves individually and for the nation? Then you will have rest for your souls. But what's the problem in the UK? What's the problem in the Western world? What's the problem with men and women and boys and girls? They say we will not walk in it. Such is the hardness of hearts. So even the skeptic can see Christianity has had a positive influence But society itself is saying, we will not walk in it. We'll see more about that tonight when we look at usurping authority in Matthew 23. But young folk, where do you stand on these things? You've been brought up in Christian homes. Are you seeking out those old paths? Are you seeking out the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ? Or are you saying in your heart, I will not walk in it?